You're listening to the audio production of Cry in the Night by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
For my other daughter, Donna Coble, you were so worth waiting for. 1. The baby in the carrier slept peacefully, tiny fists thrust against her chubby cheeks, blissfully unaware of her danger. Pia Westola clicked off the phone and sat back in her chair, gazing at the baby, sick with the awareness of this new, undesirable turn her life had taken. What had started out as a job she could believe in, even if it did sometimes drift into the law's gray areas, had just become clearly criminal. She would never have agreed to take this infant if what Florence had just told her was true. One glance at the clock told her boss would be here soon. Pia just had to keep the little one out of his reach. Adrenaline pulsed through her at the thought. Her decision made, she slipped on her coat, adjusted the insulating cover over the baby carrier that fit on her like a backpack, then grabbed the bottles and diapers and stuffed them in with the baby. If she could hide out long enough, maybe she could get the baby to safety. Before she reached the garage door, she heard a car out front. Peeking through the curtains, she saw him get out. His car blocked Pia's getaway. Biting back panic, she realized she'd have to escape through the kitchen door. She exited quickly with the baby and stood on the porch. She knew she had to hurry, but which direction? He'd see her on the road. Her only hope was through the thigh-high drifts across her backyard and into the woods. Her cross-country skis were propped against the side of the house. She shouldered into the baby backpack, slung the diaper bag over that, and then snapped on her skis. She set out across...